Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 31, 1805. No journal entry today. Clark did not write a journal entry for March 31, 1805, nor did he write any field notes. Biddle has written several times that Clark was off a day and that the entry for the 30th was actually for the 31st. Biddle made corrections to the dates, apparently without checking with Captain Clark. He did insert a red-inked note to himself to consult Sergeant Ordway's journal, which he was using in the preparation of his history. Possibly this enabled him to detect the misdating of entries by Clark. Biddle's note could also mean that he would have to consult Ordway's journal for the events of that day, which the entry in his history shows that he did. Biddle scribbled another red-inked note to remind himself to ask Clark for more information about venereal disease among the Mandan and Hidatsa. Ordway's journal entry is quoted here. March 31, 1805. Cloudy. Rain some at 3 o'clock this morning. The ice does not run so thick in the river as it did yesterday. Nicholas Biddle's name appears so often in these narrations that it is good to repeat a little biography of the man. Captain Lewis planned to hire Biddle to edit and publish the journals, but died before the job was complete. Clark rescued the journals and continued with Biddle, who did nearly all of the editing, but did not see the project through to publication as he was elected to the Pennsylvania State Legislature. The journals were turned over to Paul Allen, a Philadelphia newspaper man who finished the job. Tomorrow, back on track.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.